How do I get leads? It's the million-dollar question. When you have a business, you need sales, right? There's no business without sales. Well, how do you get sales? First, you need leads. You need prospects. But where do they come from and where do you find them? It's what everybody wants to know, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it on this episode.
You're listening to the No BS Agency Podcast. We talk strategies that can take your 1 to 2 person branding agency from $5,000 to $30,000 per month without hiring employees or working your ass off. All you have to do is cut the BS. I am Pia Silva.
Probably the biggest challenge that small business owners face is finding the sales. Right now, you may be in a position where you take what you can get. You don't know where to find leads. You don't know where to find prospects. And so you take referrals, and whenever they come in, you do your best to close them because you have no idea when the next referral is coming your way. Most business owners I meet rely solely on referrals, and they have no idea when those referrals are going to come. And what happens when you don't know where your prospects are coming from and have no control over it? You're going to be a total stress ball all the time because you have no control over your business or how much money you make. I often talk to small business owners who have this exasperated feeling like, I just don't know where they are and what to do to find them. Probably the biggest wish that I hear from most small business owners is, I wish that leads just came to me and I never had to go find them. And in some ways, that's possible, but it's not possible right away. So today, I want to unpack what it looks like to find leads at the different stages of your business, because that was me too. I remember the first few months of our business, I had absolutely no idea where we were going to get clients. This was back in 2011, so the first thing and only thing I did was go on Craigslist. I would refresh the gigs and labor pages on Craigslist every 10 minutes, all day long, just applying to any job that looked remotely related to graphic design. And I share a fun story in my book, Badass Your Brand, about some things I did, tested, and figured out that kind of gamed the Craigslist system. I ended up getting more than average responses, and we definitely got gigs out of it. But the best gig we probably got was from a woman who not only hired us, but she invited me to her BNI chapter. And it was the first time I had even heard of the word networking. I had no idea what BNI was. I thought I had stumbled on the miracle answer to my prayers because before that, all I could do was refresh the Craigslist page. In the almost 13 years since, I have done, I feel like, every kind of marketing out there. I did a ton of networking. I was a part of a ton of groups. I joined a bunch of other kinds of business development groups. I've done all kinds of content creation. I've done marketing funnels. I've done ads. I can speak from experience when I tell you that there are seasons to your business, and depending on the stage you're in, there are going to be different lead generation tactics that are going to work for you, and others that will never work for you because of where you are in business. And it doesn't mean they won't work for you later. So let's unpack this, because the truth is how you get leads depends on where you are in business and what assets you already have. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. When you are in the beginning of your business, that means all you have is the skill to do some sort of service. You may have a lot of skills, or you may be pretty new to, for example, designing websites. You may have only designed a couple of websites in the past, or maybe you come from 20 years in corporate doing this kind of design work for big clients, and now you've gone off on your own. That's a good example of two people who are starting a business, and they're both very new, but they come with very different assets. Another asset that you may or may not have is your existing network. People who have been in business for a long time tend to have pretty extensive networks. People who have been employed for a long time may or may not have extensive networks. People who have not been employed for a long time and have not been in business very long tend to have smaller networks, unless they are very social people who have been involved and engaged with a lot of different classes, you know, activities, groups, organizations. If you're somebody who's out there, then your network may be larger. But whatever that network is, that's another asset that you bring to the table. So in the beginning, you've got your skills and you've got your network, and that's it. So guess what? All of your leads are going to come from your existing network. It's going to start with people that already know you. Because in order to make sales, somebody has to know, like, and trust you. And what is the most important part of the know, like, trust triangle? The know. Nobody can like or trust you in order to hire you if they don't know who you are. So the most important part when you're first starting in business is to make sure that you're connecting with people so that they know you. That means that in the beginning, you want to start with people that you already know, your existing connections, and that's where you're going to get your first sales. And once you've exhausted that group of people, you need to expand that network. Now, for the introverts listening, that might be one of the hardest pills to swallow. I know, because some people don't want to talk to other people about their business. Some people are scared to go out and meet new people. But when you are a business owner, the most important thing is that people know you exist. They know who you help. They know how you can help them. This is not rocket science. People cannot hire you if they don't know you exist. And if you don't have any other assets out there about your business, if there's no other way for people to know about you, then the best thing you can do and the fastest way to connect with someone to get a sale is to talk to them. Now, if you're listening to this and you're going, no, I want to hear about the funnel. I want to hear about the machine that you can create so that you don't have to talk to people. I want clients coming to me. Don't worry, we're going to get there, I promise. But it has to start with connecting with people. Because during this process of connecting with people, you're building your business's value. You're building your skills. You're building your portfolio of work. You're building your case studies. You're building your experience. Even if you come from decades in corporate where you've been working for other companies, there is a big difference in experience from working for other people and working for yourself. You have to build an entire system and process around your business. People often think that they just need a couple of great examples of work. Everyone is concerned with their portfolio, and that's important. The more clients you work with, the more opportunities you'll have to show off what you can do. But equally, if not more important, in my opinion, is the process that you need to build. Having a great process, a reliable process, is critical to closing more clients and closing clients at higher prices. It's also critical to running a business because without processes that you can repeat over and over again, you are going to be doing a lot of work for not a lot of money. If you experience tons of scope creep, if you find yourself constantly chasing clients for content, if you find yourself constantly chasing clients for payments or feedback, it just means your process needs work. But these are all things that you're building in your business while you are connecting with people in real life and getting clients and working through it. The only way to build a process is to work with clients. And the only way to work with clients is to close sales. And the only way to close sales is for people to know that you exist so that you can offer them your services and they can buy it from you. And again, when you have no assets, when you have no online presence or any other way for people to get to know who you are, you have to do that person to person. Now, when you have a clear process that is easy for you to take people through, it tells people how experienced you are when you have a clear way of moving them from prospect to client, when you have a clear way of seamlessly taking them through a project so that you know it's going to end on time. Clients can feel that process in how they interact with you. It comes across in all these little ways, and it also comes across in your own confidence. These are all the things you do in the beginning of your business. And the beginning of your business, this is not the first couple of months. This can sometimes be multiple years, especially if you're not working on that process and you're only working with clients for hire. So whenever I talk to freelancers who are getting paid hourly to do like hourly little one-off projects, or, you know, they'll design a little banner here, they'll design something over here, those people don't tend to be building their process. They tend to be doing a lot of work, and that's building their skills. So there's nothing wrong with that. But the reason this beginning stage where you have to get all of your business from people that know you can last for years is if you're not also working on building that process. Okay? So In the first phase, you're working on your skills with every new client, you're building your portfolio, and you're building your processes in your business. And when you get this stuff to a certain level, that's when you'll be charging a little bit more and you'll be making more profit because your projects won't take as long, which allows you to move into phase two. Now let's talk about phase two. Phase two is only possible once you've got a certain amount of experience and skills and case studies and process. Until you have a nice combination of work to show off, work that you can mention when you're talking to a prospect, and a seamless process that you can put your prospects through so that you can get them to the sale, and then a seamless process that you can put them through after the sale so that the projects are actually profitable and they don't go on forever and sometimes never end. Until you have that, it's really hard to create the space and the time to invest in phase two, which is building your authority machine. An authority machine is an automated machine that allows people to, when they hear about you, and I'll talk about that in a second, go into an automated system that will allow them to interact with your content, who you are, what you think, your approach, your specific point of view, who you help, how you help them in your unique way. They'll be able to interact with all of that without having to actually speak to you. Now, what we're really doing is we're mimicking the process that happens in phase one, where we are connecting with people. When you connect with someone live in real life or on Zoom or on a phone call, there's a certain amount of rapport that is built very, very quickly. There's a back and forth that happens. It builds trust very quickly when two people connect. That connection takes a lot more content when it's only one-sided, which is why an authority machine needs quite a bit of content in order to really be able to nurture your clients into a sale. So in phase two, we want to build this machine so that whenever somebody does find us, again, I'll talk about that in a second. Whenever somebody does find us, there's this experience that they get to have of who we are without us having to give up more time. Now, that is an upfront cost. There is an amount of time that needs to be invested in order to create that machine. But the beauty of the machine is that once you build it, it doesn't require a ton of maintenance. So when we think about wanting clients to come to us, they're not going to come to us directly, right? They're not going to come to us without some sort of referral. They're not going to find us, just hear who we are, and then hire us. There has to be some sort of like and trust aspect to this. And that's usually done in a machine. That's usually done through emails, through a blog, through podcast episodes, through videos, whatever medium works for you. But there's got to be some sort of interaction where they can really get to know you in a way that makes them want to hire you. And creating that machine takes a bit of time, which is why this is a phase two, not a phase one. What I find is people who try to skip to phase two without doing phase one first end up cash poor. They end up stressed out and struggling because they don't have clients now. Because phase two takes a little while to get off the ground and takes a little while to actually create those reliable leads that are coming to you. So once you've got this machine built, the other part is actually filling it with leads. Now, I suspect that this is what people mean when they say, where do I find the prospects? Where do I find the leads? Because this is where we start to talk about how do you fill the front of the pipeline, right? Should I be on LinkedIn or should I be on Instagram? Should I go on podcasts or should I go make a YouTube channel? There's no right answer for that. It has to do with where your clients are and who they are and what kind of content they consume. But that to me is really the last phase, because that's the strategy you use to put people into your machine so that they get nurtured and then they come to you. And that's really what the full picture of marketing so that clients are coming to you without you having to technically go out and find them, that's what that looks like. Clients come to you because there are ways for them to get in your funnel, and then there is a funnel that will nurture them. And then I guess the third phase, if there is a third phase, the third phase is really when the tides turn. The third phase is you've got this content out there bringing new people in. You've got this machine that's nurturing those people into sales. And then you also have people approaching you, offering to market you, because you have now built enough authority and clout that they actually want you to come onto their platform and share their audience with you. So phase three is not just that clients are reaching out to you, it's that other people who can help you find clients are reaching out to you. But you definitely can't skip ahead to that phase because that phase is predicated on building your own platform first. Now, you don't have to be Marie Forleo or Amy Porterfield to have success in this. It doesn't have to be a multi-million dollar funnel that I think is what we all see when we see marketing on Facebook. It can be extremely simple and it can be pretty straightforward, but it does need to have the ability to take someone through an experience so that they can really get to know you. And in the end, that's what this is all about. Remember, know, like, and trust. We just need someone to first know we exist, then we need to give them a way to like us and trust us. And if we have those three things, then we can nurture them into a sale if they actually need our services. Now, most people I'm talking to are in phase one. Even if you've been in business for quite a few years, you might still be in phase one, and that's okay. You can only move out of phase one once you've intentionally put time and effort into building that clear process. In my experience, not just doing this for myself, but also coaching hundreds of people through this, the only way to really move out of phase one is to go through phase one and build that process, build those skills, and build that network. Because you need the network in order to feed the business all of its sales so that you can build the process and the skills. So they kind of all go hand in hand. And once you've done that, then you'll create the space to move into phase two. And then once you do phase two, you'll create the platform to move into phase three. So, how do I get leads? It depends on where you are in business. If you are not making enough money consistently to be able to spend at least 4 to 8 hours a week building a marketing machine, then you are in phase one. And if you're in phase one, then the best way to get business is through people you know. And I think a major distinction needs to be made because when somebody is relying on referrals, but they're not doing anything to get those referrals, that's being passive in your business. That's when you are at the mercy of other people thinking of you. Your income is reliant on somebody else happening to remember you. When you are actively connecting with people, talking to people, building your network, putting yourself out there, that's when you are taking action that is going to generate those referrals. And they are two completely different things. And I find a lot of business owners think they're the same, and so they think that they're doing it. Or they think that talking to people and building a network is like somehow not going to work for them, or they just don't want to do it. I'm not sure what it is, but it is absolutely fundamentally the first thing that needs to happen if you don't have sales right now and you're looking for more clients. Or if you do have sales, but you're looking for better clients. Connecting with people in real life, having conversations, going out to events, either online or in person, is the best way to get people quickly to know who you are, know what you do, and know how you can help them. And it is the way to get sales until you have that space to do phase two, which is to build that machine that will bring clients to you. Now, next week, I'm going to talk about how to make your networking and your connecting with people work for you. Because if you've done this in the past and you've found, I go to networking events or I connect with people and it never seems to bring me business, I think I know why. And I'm going to talk all about that next week. And by the way, mastering this is one of many key ways to build a no BS business that is full of profit and freedom. And it's something we teach you exactly how to do step by step inside No BS Agency Mastery. If you're a 1 to 2 person branding agency and you want to scale up to 20, 30, 50K months without necessarily hiring employees, go to nobsagencies.com/program. Check out the video on that page. See if this is the right model for you. That's all I've got for you today. I will talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll be back next week with more no BS tips for your agency so you can find more profit, ease, and freedom. The No BS Agency podcast is produced by Yellow House Media. Coordinator is Lou Blazer. This episode is edited by Marty Seafelt. Creative direction by Sean and Tara McMullen. Our theme music is Knock 'Em Down by The Shrugs.